Good morning. Praise the Lord for this morning. And si Pastor Romel just texted me may so last Thursday. And the reason wala siya today because so doon siya ay fever. So na siya ay flu. And for that reason, so dili niya madala sa iyang lawas. Let's come before the God the Lord. Let's bow our heads. God, we praise you, Lord, and bless you, God, because indeed, Lord, you are so faithful, God. You are so good. You are so gracious, God, Lord, to us. And your faithfulness, O God, is indeed constant, Lord, sa among mga kinabuhi. And day by day, God, we have felt, O God, we have experienced, Ginoo, sa kaayo ng imong gibuo, Ginoo, sa among kinabuhi. And allow us, Lord, that this morning that we might really be able, Lord God, to praise you as to the kind of praise and worship, Lord, that you really deserve. And as we start, Lord, O God, pandering, O God, your word, we do pray as well nga. Ikaw, Ginoo, magpanalangin sa imong pulong. Ikaw, Lord, Ginoo, magaandam sa matag-usa, Lord, sa mong makasing-kasing. Nga imong pulong, dili lamang, Ginoo, nga mulabay nga kawang. That as your words, O God, are being conveyed, Lord, sa among makasing-kasing, Lord, it will truly, O God, achieve your purposes, O Lord, that we might not leaving the place, Lord, Ginoo, nga wala kami ma-receive from you, but Lord, among pag-ampo, that as we leave the place, O God, Lord, that we might receive something new, something fresh from your word for this morning. And so we just entrust everything, Lord God, unto you. So we praise you, Lord, we bless you in all this, in Jesus' name. Amen, Lord, and amen, and amen. So good morning. So in 1992 may igsoon Summer Olympics. So adunay sa running, okay? Particularly sa running. So adunay murag emotional, okay? Emotional nga nahitabo may igsoon or physical nga panghitabo nining usa ka runner. Okay? Usa ka British nga runner may so. I don't know, siguro perhaps ang uban ninyo kibaw ang sa story ni Derek Redmond. Okay? So as Derek Megson Redmond started Megson the race for sprint. Okay? And along the way sa iyang race, actually si Derek Redmond Megson, he is really an Olympian. He was an Olympian. He ran so fast. He's good sa running. But in the middle may soon sa maong pag-run niya, something really happened niya. Why? Because muna nga something sa iyang hamstring, dire siguro perhaps derbit sa iyang paa nga diid na adunay na ano, usa ni? Something wrong sa iyang paa. And for that reason may soon so na natumba siya and then ni syagit siya sa kasakit. But despite ni Ana nga diin na finish na ayang kauban, but Derek Megson never really give up. Wala siya mo stop into continuing and finishing really the race. Okay? For that event. And for that reason nga diin since naglisod Megson si Derek pag continue gitabangan siya sa iyang papa mismo and his father himself help him. Okay? Nagkupot siya Megsoo, nagkinto-kinto siya up until the end that he finished. Paraygon maningwa, no? He finished really the race. Okay? And this is one wonderful, inspiring stories as we really heard especially may soon sa Olympic in the field sa maong dagan. And this is story about a person. Bisan taliwala sa mga physical nga trahedya sa iyang nga kinabuhi. But Derek may soon never really give up. But you know what may soon at the end? The big applause. Ang dako kaayo nga halakhak sa pakpak may soon was not maigsoon given nga to sa first place. However, the biggest maigsoon and continuing applause was received by no other than Derek Redmond. And it's inspiring story, as I mentioned, about a person who never really give up. Usa ka tawo nga diin wala siya mo give up despite sa mga circumstances sa iyang kinabuhi. Amen? And this guy serves as an inspiration. But the truth to tell, maigsoon, actually, ang kanang mga tao nga dili mo padayon. If Derek maigsoon never really pursued finishing the goal, he never become really an inspiration. What made Derek maigsoon to become really a big celebrity guy, not only a runner maigsoon, but what really he did during this time because of his perseverance, because of his persistence, because of his commitment in pursuing, in continuing really the goal. Right? And this reminds me when these two guys who went to the Lord Jesus Christ asking really to follow the Lord. Lord, I want to follow you. I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus himself told that person, before you make that commitment, you need to realize, God says, my son, foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests. But the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. In other words, if you decide to follow really God, there will be difficulties, there will be frustrations, there will be discouragement in times along the way, my son, sa imo nga kinabuhi. Right? And when people begin, you know what? Their own personal Christian walk diha sa Ginoo. And later on, you know what? Mukwit sila by reason sa mga sirkumstansya, sa kinabuhi. But sadly, you know what? That person, mga igsoon, he or she becomes, unsa man, an object nga katawanan sa uban. Inon kasi mong mga silingan, inon kasi mong mga parente, awa. Mauna magbalin-balin kag tinuan. Tanawa. Naunsa imong kinabuhi, and then mauna nga wala jud ka makapadayon. We will become maigsoon an object nga unsa man katawanan sa uban. But however, when you really persist, when you really persevere, the good thing is that you will really become an object of inspiration. Ngadto sa uban maigsoon nga diin who encounter the same circumstance sa imong nga kinabuhi and they saw you before. This brother, this sister, nga nagapadayon despite sa mga sirkumstansya sa iyang kinabuhi, you serve as a model. You serve as inspiration ngadto sa uban who undergo the same difficulties, the same trials sa ila nga kinabuhi. And that is why, maigsoon, this morning I entitled this, Staying Strong. Right? And the text that we will be studying this morning is so important. Why? Because ang Kristiyano nga kinabuhi, brethren, whether we like it or not, there will be times, mga igsoon nga diin, our faith will be tested, right? Actually, mga igsoon, wala may usa nato nga mag-desire nga diin, dagantag mga sirkumstansya sa kinabuhi, right? Of course, mga igsoon, we love usa man comfort, right? But again, the other side of the coin sa Christianity is that there will be difficulties. There will be trials that might come sa ato nga kinabuhi. And it's important. Why? Because time and time again, it's only a matter of time, whether tomorrow, whether next week, whether next year, that trials maigsoon might come sa ato nga kinabuhi. And whenever difficulties and whenever trials might sit in sa ato nga kinabuhi, and it's important to consider the text maigsoon that we will be studying for this morning in order for us to draw ourselves, in order for us maigsoon nga diin magpabilintang malig-on, okay? Magpabilintang persistent and persevering sa atong Kristohanon nga paglakaw diha sa Ginoo. I'd like you to turn your Bibles in Hebrews chapter 12 verses 1 and 2. So we'll be dealing into these two verses. just two verses, and it's a common verse. Hebrews 12 verses 1 and 2. Let me read that for you. In verse 1, it says here, therefore, notice makes the word therefore, as verse 12, I mean chapter 12 verse 1 says, starts, therefore, since we are surrounded by what? Great cloud of witnesses. Let us throw off everything that hinders and throw off every sin that easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. In verse 2, it says here, let us fix our eyes in this very important person, Meg. So not to yourself, not to your boss, not to your spouse, but to the Lord Jesus alone, the author and perfecter of our faith. Amen? It says here, you know what? The author of Hebrews here makes, you know what, a description as far as Christianity is concerned. He liken iyang gipanag-ingnan ang Kristohan nun nga paglakaw isip sa usaka wat? Isip sa usaka lumba. He says, let us run with perseverance. I'd like you to take note, may soon, kining running. Right? Especially may soon, dagan rong fun run. Diba? So, this is a good exercise, by the way. But actually, Megson, as far as running is concerned, so let me give you tulo lang, okay? Actually, dagan siyang types of running. But first type of running is what we call, Megson, sprint. Okay? Sprint, Megson, muna sila si running, Megson, just 200 meters, or to 400 meters. Pakos ganay ba? The determining factor for that, Megson, is how fast you can really run in just a matter of seconds. Just like what really Usain Bolt, Megson, always did. Ngadiin sa mugbo lang a distance, they run as fast as really they could. Okay? And not only sprint, kining relay. So ang relay, so makita usab nato ang relay, so they fast as they could, but they will not be the one, Megson, who will unsaman complete the race. There will be someone, there will be their partners. Ngadiin imong pasahan, sa baton and something that another person who will complete, who will continue on up until the end. That's relay running. And the last one is kining unsa marathon. So marathon, Megson, it's a long distance run. So that siguro perhaps mga 100 kilometers nga running, Megson, of perseverance. But as far as Christian walk is concerned, life, Megson, is never really compared to sprint. Amen? Nga diin, ang Kristo naman kinabuhi, dili ngunong nga pinaspasay, after ena, muurong ka. Dili. Perhaps, inig, di ba, maguntang na Kristo naman, paspas kaya ka, dasi kaya ka, talang ministry, young couples, old couples, attend ka, I have a friend, Megson, nga din, attend siya, bisag unsa. Na din pagahuman, huwag dang, ipaulis ilang, ano man, sige kapoy ko ba, uy, sa akong kristalong kinabuhi, kasi may din magkapoy, nga din talang ministry, suglan, ulitaw ba? So, it's not a sprint. So, at the same time, ang Christian life is not a what? A relay. Nga din, mudagan ka, and then, muurong ka, and then, ang imong mama may patiwason sa imong kristalong kinabuhi. No, it's never that. But, a Christian life is likened to a marathon. The determining, Megson, the critical factor as far as marathon is concerned is the stamina. The perseverance, Megson, sa imong pagdagan. That regardless how slow you are really running, but the important thing is you continue on moving and moving up until you complete really the race. And that's make so on the Christian life, how really the author of Hebrews describes, okay, the Christian life as a marathon. And for us to stay strong in our faith, we need to know, make so on, the running as far as marathon is concern. And continuing here, it says here in verse 1, since we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that easily entangles. So I'll be sharing to you the 3 A's of staying strong. Okay? Tulo ka a. Para masabta na ito, magsoon, at least it's a good thing to make a proper abbreviation. 3 A's of staying strong. So ang first A, to stay strong sa atong Christian faith is what we call it the admiration. Okay? Or the inspiration. What is that inspiration, Megson, entails? It says there, we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. So, ang inspiration, ang admiration nato, kinahanglan nga makatutok ta in this verse 1, that we are surrounded by the great cloud of witnesses. Meaning to say, these people, Megson, as mentioned in chapter 11, like ni Moses, ni Abraham, ni Samson, these were the guys in the Old Testament who completed really the race. That despite sa mga differences, sa mga circumstances, sa ilang nga kinabuhi, nonetheless, they were victorious sa ilang Kristohanon nga paglakaw diha sa Ginoo. And for that reason, we draw admiration, right? We draw inspiration into these people. And to tell you, Megson, there's no difference, okay? Sa mga tao sa unang panahon compared to us. Kung unsa sila sa una, Megson, you know what? They're just the same. Kung unsa sila kabuluyagon before, maura gyapon na nato. Walay something na din para nila, mas angat sila as compared today. But what's really unique for them, Megson, is unsa man, ang ilang persistence, ang ilang perseverance. And for that reason, we as Christians, today, we must look sa ilang lives, how they have really persevered. If these people, up until the end, up until the last breath of them, they have victoriously nag-persevered siya sa ilang faith, you know what? And there is no reason for us, brethren, nga din ikaw o ako, nga din dili ta makapadayon sa atong Kristohanon nga paglakaw diya sa Ginoo. Listen for instance ni Noah. Amen? Si Noah Mason, he was commissioned by the Lord to build an ark. And you know what? It took Mason 120 years for Noah to build the ark. And on that way of completion, Mason, Noah encountered sa man, persecutions, difficulties sa iyang kinabuhi. He was ridiculed, mga igsoon, sa iyang mga silingan, gibugal-bugalan siya, thinking that he was fool. But despite ana, Noah, mga igsoon, really persevered. But despite ana, Noah continued to trust really God who told him to do so. Or consider Joseph. Amen? One of the sons ni Isaac. Sakto ba? Ni Jacob. Sakto din mo. Binawag na tuog mo. One of the sons ni Jacob, si Joseph. Remember Joseph, my son? One special child of Jacob. But despite na na my son, his brothers did not really like Joseph. And he sold Joseph, they sold Joseph to Egypt. Diba? Makita nimo ang circumstansya, ang kinabuhi ni Joseph while he was really sa Egypt. It was not really so good. Joseph Mason encountered really unsa mga difficulties sa iyang kinabuhi. Apan kung wala lang yun si God, kung wala lang yun si God sa iyang kinabuhi, I believe Mason nga din ambot asa ka si Joseph sa iyang life. And it was by reason of God's hand that God really sustained Joseph. Sa asa siya padulong, God was still blessing Joseph that despite of sa pagbetray siya mga igsoon, sa mga ordeals, circumstansya that he went through sa Egypt, remember mga igsoon, you know what? Joseph still continued to persevere. Amen? Joseph continued makes on to trust really God. But the good thing makes on when a person really perseveres, there is really a blessing. Right? And we can never find a blessing makes on if you really quit. Diba? Di ka kakuha sa goal makes on. For instance, sa fun run, diba? Kung mo-quit ka, di ka matagaag something medal. But regardless kung saan orasa maabot, but if you just finish the race, the course, you will really receive reward. And the same thing in our own spiritual walk diya sa Ginoo. Nga diin, as we continue on, never quitting, definitely at the end, we will be receiving reward sa atong Kristohano nga kinabuhi. And these guys, these were the cloud of witnesses whom in one way or another makes on, nga din ang ilang kinabuhi serve as our admiration, our inspiration, or our motivation sa atong pagpadayon, diha sa atong pagtuo, diha sa Ginoo. Amen? So, why does really the author makes on give us this inspiration? Because the author makes on believes that Christianity, this is really a life of circumstance. Never makes on believe nga diin when you become a Christian, ang mga circumstansya nga diin magagamay. No. Circumstances makes on, that's really part sa atong Kristohanon nga pagkinabuhi. It is through circumstance that you and I somehow will grow sa atong Kristohanon nga pagkinabuhi sa atong paglakaw diha sa Ginoo. Amen? And again, it's an inspiration for us. These people who were just like us, confronted by difficult circumstances sa ilang life, in which along the way, they did not really give up. Remember Joseph? He was really tempted, Megson, by the Potiphar's wife. And you know what, Megson? That's so beautiful. Potiphar, Megson, one of the most mga official ni Pharaoh. Rich guy. And si Joseph, Megson, he was tempted. He could have tasted a bit. Inuwi, may nakakita. So, just one lang. But the Bible says, Megson, some here run. He never give in to the temptation. If Joseph give in to the temptation, you know what makes on? We never have Joseph as an inspiration in the area of temptation and at the same time in the area of perseverance sa Kristohanon nga pagkinabuhi. Amen? And again, we all have heroes of faith. People makes on who made impact sa ato nga kinabuhi. But at the same time, sadly, katong mga tao nga diin, wala na today, nangamatay na. But in one way or another, while they were still with us, nga diin na himong, usaman, instrumento ang maong tao sa imong Kristohanon nga paglakaw. Nga diin nga nakapadayon ka diya sa Ginoo. Kinsa man ka, Megson, think of someone else nga diin sa imong Kristohanon nga paglakaw, nga diin wala na today, nga diin na himong instrumental gayod sa imong paglakaw nga diin nakapadayon ka diha sa Ginoo up until today. Okay? And this reminds me, Megson, sa wife ni Brother Jess Caparo, si Ate Maris, who died in a breast cancer. So, before sa I was sa Yaf, sa Maine, and then si Ati Maris Mengson, he was so encourager. And di ko kalimot. Why? Because, you know, nga din, I was inclined to full-time ministry. And he always encouraged me, Puy, padayon sa Ginoo. Despite the fact, Mengson, that she was suffering from breast cancer, but he never really gave up encouraging young people to just continue on sa faith nila. And there is also a story, Mengson, sa usa ka pastor. Nga din, he attributed sa ang iyang hero of faith ngadto sa iyang mama. Nga din, iyang nakita, Megson, despite ang iyang mama adunay cancer, Megson, sa dugo, she was having a leukemia But he never saw Maigsoon discouraging face sa iyang mama. And every time Maigsoon mo bisita sa mo antusias siyang mama sa bed siya iyang mama, ang iyang kanunay madunggan siyang mama yung siya, Han. Siya, tawag, ang tawag niya Haniman. Ang tawag niya sa bata ba? Han. So, unsa may akong ikaampo ka ni mo. Remember Maigsoon? Ay mama nga, hapit na kamat yun. But what he always heard sa iyang mama is an encouraging word, continuing Maigsoon to encourage him. And even Maigsoon, up until sa last breath sa iyang mama, he never heard something discouraging word. What he always heard sa iyang mama is just to continue on sa iyang faith diya sa Ginoo. And the good thing, Maigsoon, this guy, later on, became a pastor sa iyang life. And he attributed Maigsoon of becoming pastor, yes, by the grace of the Lord, but at the same time, through sa example sa iyang mama who always admire him, who always inspire him to continue on sa iyang faith diha sa Ginoo. Amen? So again, Maigsoon, we need to be inspired sa katong mga tao nga di nahimong in one way or another, instrumental sa atong paglakaw diha sa Ginoo, that we can draw encouragement, perseverance sa ilang kinabuhi. An example. And at the same time, we can realize nga diin, there will be others sa atong kinabuhi nga diin nagalantaw na to, that in times of mga fiery circumstance sa atong kinabuhi, adunay mga tao magso naglantaw na to, you know, seeing how we might be able to stand ning maong circumstansya sa life. And once we can really stand by the grace of God and being victorious, Maigsoon, for this difficulty sa life, you and I, Maigsoon, indeed, you will become a blessing to them. You will become the source of encouragement to them. They will tell you, if si brother nakapadayon gani, naka-persist gani, naka-baro gani sa iyang Kristo ng kinabuhi, and I believe there's no reason na diindili usam ko ng makapadayon sa akong Kristohanon nga paglakaw. Amen? But you know, along the way, Maigsoon, again, there will be pressures. There will be temptations. And it's not so easy to walk sa atong faith diha sa Ginoo, but in one way or another, in crossroads sa atong Christian life, as I mentioned, there will be plenty of pressures that might come along sa atong faith diha sa Ginoo. No. Oh. Amen? Those who persevered the race already. So the second here, A, as far as staying strong is concerned, is kaning attention. Something that calls for attention. It's attention. Unsa may something nga atong bantayan sa atong Kristohanon nga kinabuhi. Notice here, Maigsoon, you know, the word true off. Amen? Tang-tanga. Unsa may mga butang, nga din para mahimutang victorious, adunay something sa atong Christian life that we must remove, that we must take off. Dili, Maigsoon, nga din ato lang kanunay kuptan sa atong paglakaw diha sa atong Kristohanon nga kinabuhi. There will be sacrifices to be needed for us to be victorious, for us to persevere sa atong Kristohanon nga kinabuhi. We need to remove, firstly, Maigsoon, it says here, everything, okay, that hinders. Everything that hinders ang tanan nga, what? Nga makababag sa atong Kristohanon nga paglakaw diha sa Ginoo. And to tell you, Maigsoon, there will be plenty of everything. Actually, literally, Maigsoon, this is encumbrance. Encumbrance, something, Maigsoon, nga unsang nakakupot ni mo ba? In any way, sa imong paglakaw, adunay mga babag. Nga diin nga makapadayon ka, makapersevere ka sa imong Kristohanon nga kinabuhi. This is something for us magsoon to what? To get rid of tangtangon nato ang anything kanang anything that will be discussed magsoon. We'll discuss that any hindrances nga makababag. Okay? Nato. And actually this is really a picture magsoon of a runner. Nga diin, runner nga wala siya'y balda sa iyang kaugalingon whenever really that runner runs. Remember, Megso? Ang runner, di ba? Ilang pagsulubon? Very, usaman, mga nipis kaayo nga mga sinina. But sa unang panahon, in the ancient time, in the ancient Greek time, ang runners, they run naked. So, di ko ka-imagine ba nga diin, mag-run sila hubo tanan. Nga naman, maghubo mo sila tanan. Para, usaman, because every clothing magsoon you will put sa imong body creates a hindrance. Amen? Magbutang kag sinina magsoon, that's add weight. Maka-add og weight, inigdagan mo unsa. Maka-create og hindrance. And for the Greek runners magsoon, for them to remove hindrances sa ilang pag-walk, pag-run sa race, it's important for them. You know what magsoon? To run really naked. Para walay makabalda sa ilang pagdagan. Okay? But the question may son that I'll be addressing to you, what really hinders us? It says, you know, the Hebrews, it says anything that hinders. Everything that hinders. You know what? Everything may son sa itong kinabuhi, it might be nara sa itong kilid. Okay? It might be may son nara sa itong balay. Everything, it says here, that hinders. It can be relationship. Diba? Relationship. It can be your resources. Anything. Okay? It can be your mga aspirations, yung mga goals, yung mga ambitions sa kinabuhi. Or it can be, magsoon, your work and your profession today. Or it can be your spouse. It can be your wife. It can be your kids, imong mga anak. Nga at any time, magsoon, mahimong hindrances. Or it can be your gadget. Right? And in Facebook, di ba? Nga, usa lang ka, view lang ni mo. Buong ka, mag-view ka, magtanaw-tanaw lang ka dito, ana. Di ba? 30 minutes na. View na silang balik. So, 1 hour na. Kugrabiya, di yun yung Facebook, di no? It can be your gadget. It can be the social media really around us. And these are the factors magsoon that at any time, at any rate, that somehow might what? Affect us. That might in anyhow magsoon hinder us from doing something really for the Lord. Kung pangutan nung ta magsoon, unsa may kaayuhan ka nining mga butanga. For instance, ning resources, relationship, gadgets. Always make so on what we will answer to them. You know, there's nothing wrong with gadgets. There's nothing wrong with having relationship, with having dreams, with having an employment. Yes, that's true. Amen? But little did we really know that these circumstances, that these things that we are really possessing are sometimes create hindrances sa atong Kristohanon nga paglakaw diha sa Ginoo. And that is why make so on one. Say, one, the attention here for the writer magsoon is to be aware for ourselves, is to be vigilant at all costs, at all time, sa atong Kristohanon nga kinabuhi, sa mga butang nga diin nga makakupot, nga makahinder sa atong paglakaw diha sa Ginoo. And I believe magsoon personally, if I'm going to tell you, one by one, you alone really knows. Brad, sister, unsa man kay butang nga para nimo karon today? Nga at times nga makababag. Brad, ako mugong bana, Brad. Diba? Pasingin lang pang bana. Ako mugong anak, Brad. Ako mugong trabaho. Ana. You alone knows personally. And I believe that. And since magsoon, you know personally magsoon, we need to take caution. Nga basin, kining mga butanga, mauna yung mga instrumento, nga diin nga makapalayo, layo nimo, eventually sa hinay-hinay, diha palayo, palayo sa Ginoo. Amen. The attention is what? Getting rid of any, ano man? Getting rid of any hindrances sa ato nga kinabuhi. And not only hindrances, and particularly it says here, and what? And the sin, what? That easily entangles. Firstly, make sure yang giusaman. Dili wala siya muhisgot og sin or mga butang nga maka-create og sin eventually sa atong life. Okay? Everything that hinders. But here make sure the author specifically talks about sin sa ato nga kinabuhi that hook us, that trap us sa atong Kristohanon nga paglakaw diha sa Ginoo. Sin that easily mga igsoon nga unsaman nakapatagak nato diha sa Ginoo. And I believe there are sins that we keep on struggling. Sins mga igsoon that are very tempting. Right? And I know that each one of us is so familiar sa atong mga past sin sa atong Kristohanon that we really struggled so much. And for that reason, mga igsoon, we need to get rid of sin sa atong life. But as far as sin is concerned, you know what? Let me tell you, at times, mga igsoon, Christians, they are so particular, they are so, mga igsoon, big deal about sa mga, big sin. About sa, adultery, muna something, big sin, or murder, or kanang malversation about money, something. But we take for granted sa mga gagmay nga mga butang. Like unsa? Like impatience. Like kasuko, mga igsoon. Ikaw ba? Diba? You know what? Every time, mga igsoon, I always pray for patience, you know. Bisan ang akong bata duwan ni kabuhok. Bisan si Jesus butana. Pero sa balay, mga igsoon, mura nagtulo ka bata. So I always prayed honestly for patience. Lord, tagay kong patience, Lord. Na di hindi unta ko kabunal ron. Hindi ko, ako sila ingon nga, ako di juganahan mo bunal, oy. Nga nung love you tamo. Pero kung, if you really push me, want me to bunal ninyo, and then, bunalan yun tamo, wa raman? Siya okay rin na di, oy. Wa na raman? So, pwede na ko muluhod. Lisuran sa mga bata ron, oy. I-challenge ka. Amen. Again, like so on, we take for granted impatience, anger, discontentment, lust, kaulag, may so on, or pride sa atong kinabuhi. That in one way or another, may so on, if we are really negligent as to these things nga pasagdaan nimo sa imong kinabuhi, and these are the things may so on to tell you that will really entangle us. Amen. The sin that easily makagapos. And we need to get rid, mga igsoon, if we are struggling for impatience, if we are struggling for anger, if we are struggling for pride, if we are struggling for lust, we need really to ask for the Lord's grace. God, help me, Lord God, to be the kind of person that you really desire for me really to be. Knowing the fact, mga igsoon, that these are the sin that easily entangles, that along the way, if we are just hooked with this sin, mga igsoon, to tell you, we will not really be victorious sa atong Kristohanon nga paglakaw diha sa Ginoo. Amen? And the next here is getting rid of any sin. The next one is that ang last, okay, is the goal. Or, I call it, mga igsoon, the ambition. Unsaon man nato, how we might really finish the race. Unsaon man ako, unsaon man ka, Brad, nga makalahutay, jug ko. Okay, sige, perminti ramang goy, nga diin mapalpak, perminti ramang kumatanggak, and unsaon man ka, Brad, nga makalahutay ko sa akong Kristohanon. What's my goal? What's my ambition sa akong Kristohanon nga paglakaw diha sa Ginoo. We need to have this godly ambition. And for that reason, my son, one godly ambition is that we need to what? Run with what? Perseverance. And this is something, my son, what really I learned from Brother Mel Caparros when he shared to us sa pastors, you know what, you pastors, we are not really superstars. Dili man ta mga superstars, superhuman. Kung unsa inyong congregation, the same you are. Mas grabe ang mga pastor, ngano man, because you live your life, Jud, for the glory of the Lord, whether you are in the pulpit and you are out of the pulpit, you live in the open book. And whenever moabot sa inyong kinabuhi nga din kapuyan mo, whenever moabot sa inyong kinabuhi nga magluya mo, whenever nga moabot sa inyong kinabuhi nga dili na mo ganan magampo, dili na mo ganan mubasa sa Ginoo. But one encouragement for me sa matag-usa nato unto you, na din pugsa ang imong kaugalingon. Never let your emotion to be driven sa imong kakapoy, sa imong kaluya. Kung di na kaganahan mag-ampo, pugsa ang imong pag-ampo, pugsa imong kaugalingon. Amen? Di ba mampugos? Mampugos bang yun siguro? Pugsa imong kaugalingon pag-ampo. Lord, ano mang kapoy, struggle lang mag-ipag-ampo. Luho diya. Di ba? Maka-Facebook, makinita 15 minutes. Samot, pag-ampo na baka bisan 5 minutes. Lord, and ask for the Lord's grace. Lord, just restore, Lord God, the grace of praying. Lord, restore the grace of, you know, the reading and loving, Lord God, your word. And Lord, help me, God, and be transparent, be honest. Kung unsa sa imong kasing-kasing, diya sa Ginoo. Kung unsa sulod sa imong kung adunay kauhaw, kung adunay kauga, just tell God directly. Amen? Just tell that directly whatever you are really feeling inside. And ask God for help. And ask God, Lord, just help me, God. Nga diin, makapadayon ko. Nga muramang nagkauga ko, muramang nakalayo ko, diha sa Ginoo. But you know what? The reason why you will really mawagtang mo, malayo mo sa Ginoo, that's the reason of choice. It's your choice. Nga diin, malayo ka sa Ginoo. Never blame pastor. Never blame the congregation. Never blame somebody else sa imong balay. Somebody else nga diin sa imong work. No. Never blame them. Blame yourself. Why? Because that's your choice. You are choosing that. Nga diin, malayo ka unsaman. Mawagtang ka diha sa Ginoo. Let us run with perseverance. Amen? This is really action verb. We are told, make so, nga di, ikaw mismo, run it. Padayon diha sa Ginoo. Kung kapoy, aginod. Kung kapoy aginod, luhod. Kung kapoy luhod, lingkod ampo sa Ginoo. And to tell you, God will restore. If you will just ask God's grace for help, God will restore that sa man withering faith, that cold nga pagtuo, cold nga faith sa ato nga kasing mga igsoon. Amen? And friends, those who are really following the Lord Jesus Christ, we need to realize nga diin, as long as we are still alive, to tell you, we are still on the track. Okay? Naapata may soon sa track may igsoon that ang race nato wala pa mauman. We are still continuing on, finishing. Amen? The race. At tayo may igsoon, dili na tamo na mo. Sa'yo, maris ako, tipas ako. Hindi ko man saan. After next year, balik na saan. Sige, oh, race saan. Tipas na saan. Tipas na sa kalibutan. Balik na saan. Amen? We are told may igsoon to just continue on the race. We cannot just relax, sit back. However, my son, there is a job to be done. There are still the miles, my son, are still long way para daganon mga igsoon sa atong Kristuanon nga pagkinabuhi. Amen? Run with perseverance. This is persevering really the race. Regardless the circumstance you and I are facing. Let me share to you my Igsoon. In 1986, sa New York Marathon, adunay 20,000, okay, ka mga ni attend sa marathon. And one guy may Igsoon, nga diin, who caught really the attention sa maong marathon, it was not the one. Dili mao ang katong unang naabot sa maong marathon. But ang nakakuha gyud attention sa media, sa tibuok kalibutan, mao ang pinakatapusan nga naabot. Mao si Bob Whelan. Si Bob Whelan may Igsoon, mao ni siya. Ang marathon may Igsoon, nga iyang giapilan, it took ni Bob Whelan 4 days to complete the marathon. Since wala siya tiil, ang iyang tiil may Igsoon na putol during sa Vietnam War, this guy was an army by profession, by calling. Eventually may Igsoon na putol ang iyang tiil, but he has really passion for running. But for that reason, may Igsoon, wala siya ma-discourage. So gamit niya ang iyang kamot, continuing up until the 4th day. Nga di nahuman niya ang marathon, and when he finished the marathon, may Igsoon, the whole world applauded for this Bob Whelan. They applauded, may Igsoon, for his example. They applauded for his what? Perseverance in the face sa iyang physical adversity. Makita nato, it did not unsa disappoint him, it did not affect him from continuing on his passion, his love, and even completing on the marathon that he really loved. Amen? So again, my son, is a matter of persevering sa ato nga faith. Not only that you and I persevere sa ato nga faith, but this last godly ambition is that fixing, this is really important, my son, fixing our eyes on what? On the Lord Jesus Himself. But you know what, my son, in race, you know what? Whenever you race, katong mga runner, my son, whenever they race, they are being told by their coach, never look at your shoulder, never look at your side, never look at your back. Why? Every move, my son, that's really crucial. Every move, my son, in running, mukana ka, it really affects, my son, your dynamic sa imong pagdagan. And when you run, just focus good ngadto sa finish line. Amen? And that's the same thing also, my son, sa atong Kristiyano nga kinabuhi. And whenever we run this Christian life, never look at the right, never look at the left, never look at your bank accounts, never look, my son, sa imong spouse, imong friends nga makahelp nimo. No. Remember, my son, the book of Psalms, di ba? Plenty of times the psalmist talks about never put your trust in the horses. How big is your army? But always put your trust in the Lord. Right? And for us, brethren, we need to fix our eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, ikaw nag-uy bahala, Lord, sa akong kinabuhi. Amen? You know, to tell you, my son, I have really proven that. I have really tasted that by myself, by my wife. When my son, my son, nabuta, my son, the only thing that I always prayed, you know, Lord, sustain me, God. Lord, tabangi in taon me, Lord, nga ambot lang, usay may tabo na mo ani. That's the always may Igsoon akong gi-cry, gi-pray. Even during the time, hindi gina ko, Doctor, sir, wana, mabuta na gina mong bata, sir. Wana tayo lang choice than to save lang siyang life. But ang iyang eyes, wala na. Grabe na ang tumor. What I really prayed sa Gino, Lord, just help me, God. Lord, help me, Lord. Tabangin to on me, Lord. But you know, may Igsoon, it is proven by our lives. God is indeed faithful. Amen? Dili man mabalik ang mata sa akong bata, but I know God has a reason for my baby. But the good thing, my son, for us, the grace of God, how we really persevered. Why? Because people are looking at us. And we serve as a blessing. And I've heard Megson, I've encountered akong mga Christian friends Megson sa States, sa Maine nga din, how we really persevered. And we serve as an example ngadto nila. Not just, dili ingon nga nagpasigar po. No, it's only by the grace of God. We stood Megson, nakalahutay mi ato, not that we are unique, but solely sa grasya sa Ginoo nga nagakupot namo. Why? Because we keep on looking at the Lord God. Lord, tabangi in taon mi, Lord. Lord, just help me, God. But to tell you, Megson, even today, there will be times that I will really cry. Amen? There will be times, Megson, nga diin, just look sa kong son. And eventually, Megson, I will just cry. The pain is still. But you're not mentioning the grace of God still continuing, still refreshing. If we just continue on trusting really God, whatever to tell you circumstance you have today, the only solution makes on is never your resources. You know what? Ang broken, ang relationship makes on about husband and wife cannot be paid, can't be sold by resources, right? It can only be sold, Megson, when God really is in the midst, is at the center sa maong relationship sa ato nga kinabuhi. Amen? Remember, Megson, when Peter saw God approaching in the ocean, believing, Megson, that Jesus was a ghost, and when Jesus was getting closer to the disciples and to Peter, Peter saw in his eyes that it was God walking on sa in the sea. And for Peter, Lord, just command me to walk to you. Ingon si Peter. And ningon si God, walk Peter. And from that time, Megson, Peter was about really to walk in the ocean by faith. You know why? Because he was facing his eyes on God, believing that he can really walk in the water. Yes, Peter did walk. But when notice, Megson, when wind disturbed him, kalit lang, di ba? Ang hangin, Megson, naka-interrupt niya, which interrupts his focus, his attention from God, and shifted, Megson, dito sa hangin. By that time on, Megson, Peter began really to drown. Why was it? It was because his focus, his gaze, was not any longer ngadto sa Ginoo. But it was on the circumstance sa iya nga kinabuhi. That is why, Megson, the more, you know, we focus sa circumstance, to tell you, the more it will bring pain sa ato nga kasing-kasing. The more you will focus sa inyong circumstance, the more nga diin, dali ra mo, dali ra ta mamatay. Amen? However, Megson, whatever na maabot sa atong kinabuhi, as long as we just focus to the Lord alone sa atong life. And you know what, Megson? God will indeed sustain us. We only look to the Lord, Megson, because God alone keeps us, holds us on the course. And when we lose our focus ni God, that's when we start to tell you having trouble sa ato nga kinabuhi. That is why, Megson, the lesson ni Peter, Megson, lastly, duha ka butang to tell you. First is, so long as we continue to fix our eyes, fix upon the Lord Jesus Christ, we can do the impossible. Amen? We can really be sustained. We can really stand whatever circumstance. When you just fix your eyes upon God. The second was, when the focus is no longer in the Lord. When the focus, brethren, is no longer in the Lord, danger will really follow us in our lives. Amen? Let's focus on the Lord. Let's come before God and pray. Lord, we praise you and bless you, God, for this morning. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Jesus, God. Because indeed, you are the perfecter, you are the finisher, God, of our faith. You are our role model. You are our role example, Lord, that we can really continue on in our own faith. So help us, God. And I pray, Ginoo, and even for those brothers and sisters here this morning who are really in the midst, Lord, sa mga pagsulay, problema sa family, problema sa relationship, problema sa finances, problema sa panglawas, problema sa anak, whatever problems you might have really facing. But you know what? We should not lose hope. We should be hopeful always. Why? We have the Lord Jesus Christ whom we can really cling upon. We have the Lord Jesus Christ that we can really fix our eyes upon the Lord and asking for His grace and asking for His mercies and asking for His strength, for sustenance, for grace that nga ikaw ako nga diin nga makalahutay ta. Whatever circumstance that might really come in sa ato nga kinabuhi. Lord, just praise and bless you, Lord, for this morning, God. Lord, I do pray for strength. I do pray, Lord, for grace. I do pray for comfort. I do pray for sustenance, O God, for each family, for each person. For this morning, I pray, Lord, you just sustain them. Help them, Lord, to just put, God, their trust lamang diya nimo, Lord. Restore, God, the love. Restore, God, the faith. Restore, O Father, O Lord God. So, unsa may mga pagduwa-duwa, mga kabalangka, sa kasing-kasing, Lord, just enable us, Lord, to just focus, Lord, diya lamang nimo. Lord, we just want to thank you and praise you, Lord, for this morning. And Lord, we pray that whatever things, O Lord, that you will accomplish, God, for all these things, O God, Lord, we will just accomplish that. Your purposes, Lord, sa among mga kasing-kasing, sa among kinabuhi. Lord, as we part ways, God, for this morning, our prayers nga din ikaw, Lord, magaligo namo, ikaw magadasig namo. Father, we praise you and bless you, Lord, in all this. In Jesus' name, amen, Lord, and amen.